kind of proud of my decision, and I guess I know that some of the kids that walked out of that school, they didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what the purpose was for it.
That's Elizabeth Busticker, a ninth grader at South Davis Junior High School in Bountiful, Utah. In the days leading up to the walkout, her friends and other students were talking about the event in school and on social media. It gave her time to think about what she wanted to do on that day. When the clock struck 10 a.m. on the day of the walkout, everyone left the school, but Elizabeth stayed, and it was not an easy decision.
Wow, I'm kind of like the only one, and I was kind of going back and forth, and I was like, you know what, no, I'm just going to stay, I'm going to do what I believe is right.
Elizabeth recognizes the growing problem of school violence in America and here in Utah, so the ninth grader didn't just sit in her chair that day.
I wrote 17 thank you notes to 17 different people, and I reached out to people who I thought needed kindness and love in their life that day.
Elizabeth says the root of violence in schools is more than just guns.
We just need to be kinder to other people and reach out to them in their daily lives and make them feel welcomed into our life and not to bully them and not to push them away.
The students who walked out of South Davis Junior High School that day respected Elizabeth's decision to stay inside, but she says her peers don't have to go far to make schools a safer place for everyone.
So maybe just going and sitting with someone at lunch that's alone, or just a smile walking through the hall, can just change someone else's day and just change their life around.
Elizabeth says she did her best to honor the victims and their families of the Florida shooting.
I could never imagine losing a friend or a child. I've lost a family member before, and that was hard, but losing someone even closer to you and, like, in your school would just be terrible. And I just wanted them to know that I honored those lives.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.